okay, right now, hopefully you've pulled up a script that says script with qualifier. And what this script is going to do is teach you how to qualify a prospect. So if you are partnering with someone, you're going to really enjoy this because this is where you share the responsibility. So somebody's making the dials, maybe somebody's sending out the emails, and then somebody's going to qualify them, and the next person, of course, is going to sell them. Or you decide you're going to do all of this once you start to learn your business. That's going to be great, but you're going to learn it first how to do this in a partner fashion. Maybe you start doing all of the steps because you're going to call into someone and do a three-way. That's okay. Maybe you're going to take somebody to a presentation or set up an appointment. I'm going to teach you how to do all of that through this particular script. This takes the ouch out of making the next piece flow because you need to get permission marketing before going on to the warm and fuzzy script. So let's start this. The warm and fuzzy, by the way, is a one-call close. So let's start this part first, teaching you how to connect with the prospect. So I'm going to use, instead of a name, I'm going to say prospect when it's their name. Now, so there are some people who like to use the phone by saying, hello, prospect, you know, or hello, is prospect there? And so basically, bottom line, you have to decide which you're the most comfortable. I like when you approach the prospect, making the prospect already think they know you. That opens the door up, and there's some psychological things that happen. That's another lesson, but let's go on with this. So I say, hello, prospect. My name is Carlin, or I say, hello, prospect. Carlin here. The reason for my call, so they're thinking they might know me right now. And I go right into the next piece of the script. The reason for my call is that your name had come across my desk as someone who was open to other ways of earning money, saving money, or starting a home-based business. And I like to just go on with, is that still the case? All right. You're hoping to hear yes, and then you're going to follow with, great. Okay, now, if the prospect says, well, where did you get my name from? You need to know how you're working either the leads that you've got or the leads you're working that are warm leads from somebody else. And you have to know if these are starred leads where I call you put a star when I can't use your name. So you're going to tell them, well, your name came across my desk through one of our sites. Remember, we're partnering through one of our marketing sites. Or you can say through a mutual friend. Or you can say from a friend of a friend. Or you came highly recommended from a business associate. Now, if they go on to press this and say, well, who would that be? You say, you'd have to reply, I have so many referrals on my desk, I'd have to actually go back and find out who sent me you. In the meantime, then you go on with, so is this still the case? And then, of course, you're hoping for a yes. You know, it depends on what you have, whatever they say. Then you say, great. Always a yes always gets an excited great in a small whisper tone. There's a psychological reason for this too. Again, another lesson, but just stay with me on the script. I'm letting you know how it should sound as you do this. All right, I just want to take a few minutes because I have just a few questions to ask to see if we may have a match to work together. So get comfortable with some of the wording that's right on the script and just go into a flow. Practice, practice, practice. Is this a good time to talk? Now, you always have to wait after each time that you check in with a prospect when you ask a question. Wait for their answer and do not relieve the pressure in any way of them giving you an answer that applies to them. All right? Okay, now, once they say yes, you say, great. Now we're going on to the qualifying portion of the script. To qualify, you're only going to need a few of these questions that I'm about to share with you. You only need a few of the answers to actually get the appointment and move forward. You're trying to learn about your prospects, so you start with, what do you do for a living right now? If they reply, I'm unemployed, well, what did you used to do? Get the prospects talking to you. And I do suggest that you take a piece of paper, write the person's name at the top, and start, put number one, because that's your question, and write your answer next to the page that you're using as your scripting. So you're always using a little extra page so you'd never forget what the prospect says to you. Take notes. And what did you like most about your job? is the next question you're going to ask. And then they're going to tell you, write that down specifically. You need these answers. And what did you like least about your job? So if there's something like they're a stay-at-home mom, then ask them, are you currently looking for an income opportunity or a J-O-B? Now, you need to know that because if they're looking for a job, they're going to think that you're an employer and not sharing a business opportunity with them. So if they answer a job, you then need to ask them, what kind of extra money would you like to earn each month? So that you're able to continue to move along the process, even if they give you the answer you're not looking for, right? Because we're not looking for people who want jobs. We want to create the opportunity, but you want to build that relationship. The next thing you do is you write this down. If you could write your own dream check every month, how much would you write that check for? Now, by asking that question, you're learning if a prospect tells you eventually above on question number 5, they're saying, well, I'd like to earn an extra $300 to $500 a month. You say, great, okay. So if you could write your dream check, what would that be for? Now, maybe somebody says, well, $500 to $1,000. Then you have to know. So you're knowing the target range of how to help somebody and how you're going to be able to move. What if you find that person that said, well, I'd like to earn, $30,000, $40,000 a month? This is a very good dreaming prospect, somebody who can actually see a larger number than the average person. So this is an above average. This is good. The next thing is, well, I want to take a minute just to thank you for sharing your information with me. And you've given me enough information where I'm able to see how I can help. Now, you need to tell them and let them know by what you've asked. This is where you do, in my scripting it says right here, the key to coding. Now, you have to know the answers above. Let me put a little footnote in here. I really suggest that you get so comfortable that you actually write down about 20 questions. Not that you're going to ask 20, but that you're going to lead up to these. I'm giving you the main pieces right here when I start with number 1 through 6. I'm giving you the answers you need to close the appointment. But you might want to find the word form. You want to do family, occupation, recreation, and motivation or money is what it's called. And you want to use those to discover and build the building blocks for the relationshiping of the portion of talking to that new prospect. So I do suggest that you ask additional questions and lead into my questions that I'm giving you. Don't start with number 1. Just simply say, where do you live? Where do you reside? Ask them, do you have family? Do you have kids? Try to make some connections. Let them talk, and don't take over too much of your own self when you're doing this. As a matter of fact, if they say, oh, I have only one child. Well, if you have one child, then you say, oh, me too, you have boy or girl. And then oh, me too. That's where you can say the same kind of things, and you're making these little tiny connection hooks with the prospect. You're sewing yourself to them a little bit tighter every time you can ask some of these questions. This is key. So now we're going to go into actually coding, using the key to code how to get the appointment. So let's go back to my questions 1 through 6. So if number 7 says, if I could show you a business that would pay your current expenses, okay, that would not cost you any more than your typical household expenses right now that you're incurring, without increasing your household budget. In other words, now you have to use their numbers. If I could show you how to, in other words, bring this to a $300 to $500 a month check and take you to that dream check of $5,000 that you were looking for, would that be worth 30 minutes of your time to learn more? Now, you've got to simply just get into reading the questions to get it in. I kind of start going right off the top of my head. If I could show you a way where I could, cover your current household expenses without incurring additional household, anything to your household budget. And then I go, in other words, so you're trying to do a run-on sentence because there's a little explanation when you're doing this. Okay, so you're going to play with that, and you're going to feel really comfortable with it when you do it. Would that be worth about 30 minutes of your time to learn more? And you wait, and hopefully you're hearing, boy, what? Yeah. And you say, great. Then you go on to the next one. If you like what you see, are you able to make the decision to whether to move forward or not? Or is there someone else that you need to consult with? You need to find out if you're going to be wasting your time doing an entire presentation on one person who then says, I need to check with my spouse. Or so you want to go right into, right, finding out if there's another person they consult with. You want to set the appointment up for both parties to get all the facts. That's what you're looking to do. And then I like to do what's called an upfront contract. So you start things like, well, would you agree long about now? It kind of makes sense for me to tell you what this is all about and how it works. And this is when you decide how and which way you are proceeding forward. And then you get them, would you agree? And you're looking for a yes, okay? This is where the upfront contract begins to be so important, because when they are verbally stating, then you have to come back with, you know, what exactly what you want. So they're agreeing to what you state to them. They're saying, okay, yeah, I agree, I'll do that, or yes, that's fair, or yes, I. So that's what you're wanting. Well, I need, and then this is where now in the scripting I've gone ahead and left it kind of, you need to decide what is your decision and which way are you choosing to go. Would you like to move in the direction where right now you can take 20, 30 minutes or 15 or 10 minutes to get in? Where are you going to a PowerPoint? Are you doing something online? You need to decide. Are you going to do a two-on-one where there's three people on the phone? You're going to do an in-home. What are you doing and where are you going with this now determines where you take your script next. Now, let me talk to you about partnering, because this is so key, and this is the part that if you're doing this right now, I'm probably working personally with you. What you need to say is this. You know, long about now, it would make sense for me to tell you what this is all about. Wouldn't you agree? Let me tell you. I'm working with and my partner, and then you go into selling your partner. My partner is one who, if I qualify a prospect, I work with this partner of mine I work with, and then let me tell you a little bit about, you're going to go, let me tell you a little bit about them or her or however you're doing this, whoever you're working with, because you might be partnered with somebody else using this script. I try to get them to set an appointment in the calendar. It normally takes 3 to 5, you know, days to get you in to get an appointment with my partner. But, you know, with what you shared with me, I'm so excited. I really think I need to call her and see if I can get her to move you to the top of the list. Now, if I were to do that and she were to call you back in the quickest amount of time, you know, within the next 24 hours, could you, and make sure that you pick up the phone, even if it says that the number is restricted or unknown, would you pick up the phone so I don't have egg on my face too, because I really want to push her to call you right away. So now you're making them feel really special in the process of what you're saying. And then you have to sell the partnership. And the way you say that, you know, here's the neat thing about working with the person that I work with. You can say the name, whatever you're doing. So when I tell you I work with somebody, I go, you know what? He likes to make money, or she likes to make money, however you're saying this. She loves to make money. She loves to have fun. She's professional. She knows how to help you get your what you want. So what I have in the script now is several different ways. There's going to be 5 or 6 ways of things you can say. You pick 3 of them that you feel really comfortable. She's really busy. She loves to have fun. She knows how to make money. And if I get on her calendar, it's really important that I do my portion of what I work with her on. So you pick the things that you want to say. So I'm going to give you some choices of what to use, but you pick the ones you're the most comfortable, or after talking to your prospect and whatever they've shared with you and things they may have experienced, you may find, oh my gosh, they had no fun in their last program. Maybe they're looking for, oh my gosh, she loves to have fun. And she loves to work with people, and she really cares to help you meet your goals. But her calendar is really full, so if I get you on her calendar, I need to know that you'll show. So you're setting your criteria and selling this. So you don't have to sell the product. You don't have to sell the company. You just have to sell your working relationship with your partner. This is key. There's another way to take this after you've done the interview to say, you know, if this is still a good time and I can get you on a call right now, and this is if you're going to a three-way call and having somebody else pitch or taking them to a pre-recorded call, this is where you would say, would you have time to listen to a brief overview right now? So this is going to get their feet wet. I don't believe in saying to somebody, take this website down and run to the website, and then you hang up the phone. People want to do things with you. They want to be connected to you. They don't want to feel like they're all alone because they've been alone for already a long amount of time in their whatever they've done, and they haven't gotten where they want to go. So then remember, too, no prejudging, no assuming. You just need to, if you want to qualify your prospect, you can set your appointment to do a couple of things, but if you want to qualify the prospect here, you can say things like this. Without assuming, no prejudging, will you agree? Is it fair enough? So these are the words I've put in the script. Will you be open-minded to listening to an entire call and just so that I can get you all of the facts? That's question one. If, let's see, I want to know if that's okay, and if you do, it's okay if you do or do not. In other words, it's okay with me if you do or do not want to do this, but I want you to listen to the entire thing. Is that okay? So you're getting, and again, you read the script, get it inside you how it says. I want to know if it's okay with you. It's okay if you do, and it's okay if you don't. Is that okay? So you're telling them it's okay to tell me no. You're giving them permission to say no if they'll just listen, though. Because you can't make a sharp, effective decision without all the facts, right? So, and at the end of the presentation, would it be fair enough to say, if all of your questions have been addressed, will you be able to make a decision, yes or no, if this is or is not for you? In other words, does all of those three things sound fair, what I've just said to you? It is okay for you to say no. Will you listen in its entirety? And will you at least give me an upfront direction as to yes or no, which way you want to go? Now, you may decide to set an appointment a little differently, but I like these questions here, and I just want to jump down. Watch on the rating a prospect, because if you're trying to rate a prospect after this, I'm going to jump into the rating the level of interest. Again, if they cannot do it now, then, of course, set an appointment. Make it within an immediate time of 24 to 48 hours. After you've done all of this, book that appointment and do it all with choices. Because if you go too long out, they're going to forget the level of excitement. And, you know, when they think long, they'll think wrong. They'll come up with pre-decisions to stuff they don't even know. Oh, it's one of those things, they'll just assume they know something. So tell them, you either tell them all of it or you tell them none of it. That's got to be your attitude, especially if you're partnering. You can't tell them anything. That's your partner's job. So if you're not doing the presentation, you cannot even hint or anything like that. Okay, so remember to ask choice questions like morning or afternoon. If you're trying to book the calendar, remember, you're the one in control. So this is, again, with appointment booking, and that's a whole other lesson. But is 10 o'clock or 10:30? And remember, you're always talking in their time zone to help them out. And that's scheduling the appointment. When doing PowerPoints, you can do that too. There is a place that you can actually go with, and I put the link there for you. You can actually take them to the PowerPoint. You guys can go together, and you can actually do a full presentation just by walking them right through. If that's either the callback or you want to use the PowerPoint presentation to do that. Now, rating your prospect, rating them on their level of interest, it's either you could do this after the call or after that other part that we just talked about a second ago above this. You'll see it on the script. It'll all make sense if you got this page in front of you when you're looking. After the call, I like to ask a prospect, if on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being you're so excited, you're ready to get started right now, and 1 being I'm really not all that interested, what level would you rate yourself, and 5 doesn't count? Now, what you're looking for is a 7 or above, okay? Those are really going to be hot prospects for you not to waste a lot of time with. But if somebody says, well, I'm probably a 6, then you have to say, I like to ask the next question. You know, part of my job is to get you closer to the 10, so what do you need from me to help you get those things addressed and answered for you to be comfortable to become a 10? And the neat thing is, if somebody tells you, well, it's probably money, if that's the issue, then again, then on a scale from 1 to 10, if money were no object, where would you rate yourself? And they go, well, if they say they're a 9, then they didn't tell you the truth on that either, because if money were no object, and then you do the rating of the scale again, if they say 10, that means you took the object away. So, yes, money would not be the object. So, okay, I am ready to get started. Then you have to do what we call creative financing. Other objections is that you need to talk to your husband or wife. We need to discuss it over. That's great. And then you need to say, let me ask you a few questions. And then you can ask the questions. If you were to get started, what items would you need to buy in the next week or two? You can do stuff like that. And you can have simple questions where you're getting some decisions and you're saying, well, listen, with the time we've spent, let's do this. Let me get a little bit of information for an application. And then what you can do is then you can discuss it and talk it over. So there's all kinds of ways now to proceed forward and say, you can hold back your social and hold back your credit card. Just let me get some information so I can show my partner that we actually went all the way through this process. So this is an accounting for us, and we can also come back and we can send you a thank you card. We can send you notifications. We can send you little things so we can put you onto our mailing database. If you don't wish to do that, we would just like the ability to be able to send you a thank you and put you in the file that we had spoken to you, and maybe this is something not for you at this time. So there's all kinds of ways to get the information to do it. Remember to remind them, listen, you're already shopping anyway. All you're doing is simply switching stores. And I have some other simple things that you can put here that as you're talking to your prospect, when you're asking them to make this simple decision by switching stores, try the program out for 4 to 6 months. The company right now is giving $100 in free merchandise, right? All of this is going to be covered on the presentation part, but these are things you can remind them that you heard in the warm and fuzzy pitch, so you can talk about those different things there. So whatever the company promos or specials are that month, which tends to change, then you can bring those things up as well. And I like to tell them again, I like to remind them of the different things, and I'm going to put all that down on page 3 that you can kind of remind them when overcoming some of the objections. All right? And sometimes I get pretty very strong. If a wife is telling me, I like to say, well, who does the shopping? And who takes care of the shopping needs, and who's the one who cleans the home with those products? The bottom line is, then if somebody has entrusted you to do the shopping for your home, then this is simply a switching store decision. So what, you know, this, I can go ahead and put this all down for you, start up the account, get it all ready to go. And once you've spoken to your husband, if he says you're not worth it or you don't deserve it, you can do a couple things. You can tell him from now on he can do the cleaning with those toxic products. So you can have a lot of fun with that, because as soon as you say some of those things and you have most of the commitment, by the time I'm getting most of the application, I've had people flat out say, well, hold on, let me just get the credit card now. Let me just, okay, just don't order anything yet. Okay, okay, and then you have fun shopping with them. What do you need in the next month or two, or the next week or two, excuse me, that you're going to order, that you're going to have to buy? Let's just replace what you're already doing. Remember, this is not about 35 points and, you know, or 34 points and a hot shot to get that 1 point over. This is actually a shopping decision. You don't walk into the store and say, oh my gosh, I only have $80, so what will $80 buy me? That's not how you shop. You go in the store and you say, this is what we need, this is what we buy, this is what this is. You've got to convey your message very clearly. You are not looking for just customers that come in and want to just do 35 points, okay? You need to really emphasize that 35-point minimum. You can order as much as you want or need for your household. And remember to tell them, you know, you're throwing money away if you're shopping somewhere else and not taking the full benefits. And then we'll cover that in the next script, but it's also on this script as well. And for the sake of time, for your investing your time to learn this, if you want to go back, I've tried to keep it under 20 minutes for you so you're able to get in there and do this over and over so you can kind of go back through it. When you've done it and you've practiced it enough, remember that you can pick up the phone and call Stefan or myself and do it with us. Let us be that customer and role play with you just a little bit. Don't be nervous or afraid. Your job is to take the script from paper to head, from head to heart, and speak it with passion as though it's you talking, and then put your voice inflections to it. And sometimes that just takes a little bit of practice, but you're going to get really good with it. So with that, I want to wish you luck. If you have any questions, you know where to find us, and Stefan's got all the information there. So the script is here with the audio for you to get fully saturated in this, okay? And I'd like to hear how this went for you. Thank you so much, and I wish you success.